There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
First Bet wants you to get in on all the horse racing action. Sign up today. Promo code Vegas1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. Visit VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code Vegas 1000. Here he comes, Indy Jeff Seeley. Did it again last week. Had Scheffler to win. Cutmaker Podcast, cutmakerpod.com, at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter. And you can also subscribe there on Spotify, iTunes, your traditional podcast outlets, and join Telegram to get all the plays when they're posted. Another winner. I think we're up to 11 now since the restart. Great job last week, sir.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, we almost had two of the final four. If Answer could have hung on, we would have had two of the final four. But yeah, no, it was a good week, and we're almost at the Masters, fellas. This is the last pit stop before the Masters. So let's get through this one, and next week's going to be amazing.
What if Tiger plays? Are you going to fade him? How are you going to approach that? And there's big differences where you shop on what he is to win the Masters.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not a Tiger backer in general, but. You guys mentioned, I think he's what, 130 or something at Circa, and he's like 40-1 or so on DraftKings. And when I saw his price on DraftKings, I'm looking like he's priced lower than Louis Oosthuizen, Tyrrell Hatton. Sam Burns is 50-1 and Tiger Woods is 40-1 on DraftKings. There is no chance in hell I would bet Tiger before I'd bet Sam Burns. Or Shane Lowry's 55, Neiman 65, Answer 70, Homa 70. I would bet any of those guys. And then even up the board, like Gary Woodland's 130 on DraftKings. I'd take Gary Woodland to win the Masters before I would Tiger Woods right now.
Okay, yeah. So what number would you need then? Because I know Circa hung 400-1 like a month or so ago.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably need 200.
Okay. All right.
There are several books where he's at 40 to 50.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, so that's, yes.
Okay, so Scottie Scheffler is the best player in the world right now. I mean, he's just, and I have him at 40-1. I added that like in early March. I don't expect him to win every single event, so winning the Masters next week is going to be tough. But what would you make Scheffler versus Rahm right now in a head-to-head matchup?
I'd make it even money, honestly, and I can't think of anyone that I would favor over Scheffler in a head-to-head matchup right now. I mean, the guy's just he's doing everything right. And what was really interesting to me though is when I opened the DraftKings pricing on DFS for the Masters. and Scottie Scheffler was the high, most expensive guy. It shocked me. I just expected to open it up and see Rahm at the top like usual, but see Scottie Scheffler there. It's going to make DFS for the Masters really interesting because he's going to be a tough fade. I mean, even though you're right, it's hard to keep up forever. He's on a heck of a run, and he's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's get to your bets for the Valero Open. If you want to mention, details about the course, what's important here, and then start with, some of the core plays that you have here for this tournament.
Sure, guys. So we're in San Antonio this week, and it's about a 7,400-yard par 72. This is not going to be a difficult course. I expect 20 under or something to win. It's a little long, but it plays shorter simply because they're going to get a ton of roll. The rough's not super thick. So I expect a shootout here a little bit. 20 under or so will be the winner. Because of that, I didn't look at any of the major favorites. Obviously, Rory's here. Hideki's here. Corey Connors. There's some good guys down low, but I really started about 30-1. And I just mentioned Gary Woodland for the Masters. Gary Woodland is 30-1 this week in a weak field. He's 15th in the field and strokes gained over his last 50 rounds. We all know Gary Woodland's a major champion. He won the U.S. Open and great ball striker. He finished 21st at Valspar, 5th at API, and 5th at the Honda. So we're getting Woodland at a great time, at a good price. I like his form, 30-1. I like Gary Woodland. I've been on Maverick McNealy a lot over the past few weeks, and he's 35-1 this week. He comes in ranked 6th in the field in total strokes gained over his last 50 rounds. His putting's been hot, but his irons have been off and on. So if he can dial the irons in and the putter does stay hot, we could see another run like he had a month ago where he finished 7th at the Genesis. So this is a far weaker field than the Genesis and a good opportunity to get back on Maverick McNealy at 35-1. And then Johnny Vegas is 55-1. He finished 7th here in 2019. He comes in having made 3 of his last 4 cuts. He's 8th in the field on approach in his last 50 rounds. It really just comes down to short game for Johnny Vegas. The short game on and around the greens is frankly bad. If he can just be field average, I think he could make a really nice run here. And then, guys, it's kind of interesting this week. We've got some traditional household names. Ricky Fowler, Matt Kuchar, Jason Day are all trying to play their way into the Masters this week. So I think that's going to be a really interesting storyline, probably the most interesting storyline, to see if any of those guys can play their way into the Masters. None are in good form, which is going to make it even more interesting.
Okay, so I'm going to tie in Johnny Vegas to a guy that Matt Youmans likes. He made a case for Charlie Hoffman, has a really good history here at Valero. I would say this, Vegas and Hoffman are two guys that can make runs on the opening day of the tournament. I think maybe Vegas and Hoffman could be a look for first round leader bets this weekend. What say you?
I could not agree with you more. That's a terrific play. And frankly, I think any of these plays, if you're going to play him, it's worth a first round leader look as well. Right? Throw a little money on it. Charlie Hoffman the thing about Charlie Hoffman, his course history has been phenomenal. I'm looking at his form is not good. And so it's kind of one of those things. Do you trust the course history? Do you trust the form? I'm not on Hoffman this week just because his form's not great. So, but I could certainly understand the case given his history here.
Who do you have for a long shot this week?
Davis Riley came in 2nd last week at the Valspar, and his short game has just been phenomenal. So if he can get his irons figured out this week, he's a really good price, 65-1. He ranks 10th in the field in total strokes gained over his last 12. So there's a little bit of potential here to ride a heater in a good form with Davis Riley, 65-1. And one last thing on the Masters, guys. I was looking at Masters prices this morning, and one jumped out to me. A guy who's coming off an injury. He had a rotator cuff injury, had surgery. But if he's back for the Masters, it's a true bomb. But Harris English is a freaking really good golfer.
Yeah.
Harris English is a stud. He's 200-1 on DraftKings right now. So I know he's coming off his shoulder, but I mean, that's a guy I would take I think definitely worth a flyer now. 200-1, throw 10 bucks on it. I think Harris English for a Masters bomb. I expect especially if he's healthy at all, I expect that price to come down. He's too good to be priced 200-1.
Okay. Thanks for the observation. That's good. I'll look into that today. How many bets do you have, do you think, as of right now for the Masters? And then, with the matchups and how many ways you can bet it next week, do you have any idea like how many bets you put into this event on an annual basis?
Oh, I'll have 15 to 20 bets, especially between matchups and everything. Right now, I only have 3 outrights. As everyone can imagine, I am heavily invested in Koepka. I've got 20 and basically right around 20-1 on him. And I think he's going to perform well, and I hope he wins, and I think he probably will. I've got a good price. I have a 40-1 Zalatoris ticket. I like that. And then early in the year, I bet Cantlay. It makes me nervous because his form's not very good right now, but Patrick Cantlay, when he's on, is as good as anyone.
So totally agree.
Those are some of my making. And I'll play Koepka in just about every matchup.
Okay. Yeah. Looking forward to seeing you next week. Our buddy from DraftKings and Veep, Tim. Is Tim coming? And if he's on the fence, show him that video I sent you of the girls in the cabana, the creative way they take a shot.
Tim's going to the Masters.
Oh!
So he's going to the Masters. So I don't know. He won't be there. He won't be able to come out. No, he's going to the Masters. And so I think he'll have his he'll be having his own fun there. But no, that was some video you sent me. And I'm looking forward to the next week, guys. It's going to be a blast.
Thanks for a few minutes. Congratulations again on your nice hit. And we'll see you in studio next week.
All right, fellas. Take care.
There you go. Jeff Seeley, Cutmaker Podcast, CutmakerPod.com, and Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter. And I think that's 11 winners now since the restart. Good job last week. And now it's getting juicy. What would you need on Mr. Woods?
On Tiger?
I'm going to play him to miss the cut.
Well, I'm looking.
I hope he plays. It'd be unbelievable.
Put it this way. So I was looking at the app here at Circa when they had 400-1. And I'm like, not good enough.
Yeah.
Didn't even make me. I never well. Even could have fired. Didn't.
Isn't the John Deere Classic.
Here's the thing. I mean it's
coming
like,
right out. I know he played yesterday and we'll.
I mean, if he plays in the tournament, the Masters is going to be incredible this year.
Just sure.
For the drama and for, you know, people that are the hype going into it, obviously. And if he would somehow, like, make it into Saturday and make the cut, and then, like I said, be within, like, 6 strokes on Saturday or whatever, that is going to be must-watch television the entire time. And I hope that happens. I can't bet him to win it, though. I mean, where would that rank all time if Tiger won the Masters this year? Get out of the way. St. Peter's.
Yeah. Would fly past what happened the last time you won. It's not even getting compared.
You can't even, not even close.
Can't even compare the two.
Yeah.
Horrific car.
What he's been through?
Yes. The car crash and not playing? I'll just show up.
No problem. I'll fly there, play 18, yes. And I'll take down the event. Best golfers in the world.
Yeah. Shooter McGavin. Who's playing for second? Huh? Yeah. Come on.
I could not even consider 50-1, though. I mean.
Again, it could happen here. But what were the odds a couple months ago he would play and Phil wouldn't?
Well, but that also goes to what bookmakers have said for a long time. His true odds clearly are not 50-1.
Yeah.
But they don't have to hang. Some places don't have to hang more than that because the public will still bet it.
No, that's true. And we was going through that tough stretch. We used to always ask for Carl, put up the true odds. He goes, there's no reason to. They'll lay the 25. They'll gladly take 20-25. Yep. There's no reason to put up 40-50-1.
Sure.
So.
Yep. Yeah.
He's big for business.
Going back. Through, I think, late January, I could check the dates on the tickets. I think I have 6 or 7 guys ready to win the Masters. So I can't add any more. At some point, it's going to be like, Christ, if I actually have a guy who wins it, then I'm going to be like, how much do I actually win?
I'm not going to be on Koepka.
I'm not on him either.
It's
He's good last week.
Yeah.
Very good last week. I can't. I'm not going to be able to do it. Unless the price gets completely out of control, maybe. But up next, tonight's NBA card. It is huge. It's a big one. And playing in their 13th back-to-back of the season, this team has stayed under in 9 of the previous 12. We'll run all the numbers down for you in tonight's card coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love.
Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Wendy's Breakfast is the official breakfast of March Madness. Every day, choose from Wendy's stacked starting lineup. Like the breakfast Baconator, had it yesterday, phenomenal. That's got to be one of the best breakfast sandwiches I've ever had in my entire life, no hyperbole.
Concur.
Everything about it was so well done. Croissant combos and hot or cold coffee, and like any great team, Wendy's is bringing the breakfast legends oven-baked sizzling bacon, perfectly crispy in my opinion, fresh cracked eggs, perfectly seasoned, breakfast potatoes, and a Simply OJ to bring it home. Make a fast break to your nearest Wendy's drive-thru and pick up your Wendy's breakfast, the official breakfast of March Madness. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Thing is awesome.
Yep. Big card tonight. Can't wait. Mm-hmm. Excited. Getting fun in the association. Week and a half left. Denver is now even with Utah. I know Utah is a tiebreaker, but Denver can jump ahead of them in the standings with a win. They should take out Indiana. Indiana, eight players on IR, five out for the year. Turner's out for the year. Their last seven losses, they've allowed 127 points. I mean, I know it's Denver. They have gone back a couple of years. They lose some games like this, but this is really interesting.
So then what do you make of this total then tonight? Because the Pacers do play in some ultra-high scoring games, but so many guys are out. Can they actually score enough points? Because Denver, I mean, they just played a 140-130 against the Suns. They can play in these 135-125 type games.
And it could be blowing them out, and then they sit people and get ready for the big game Friday. I could see that happening, too. 232.5 and then laying 9.5.
I got a prop for you tonight. Yeesh. Put this up. Will the Joker have a triple-double in the first half?
In the first half?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make odds on that. Make it 25-1, which books would not do.
I'll give you 8.
Give me 8-1?
8-1.
So
he did a third quarter. Third quarter last game? Midway through the third?
Okay, make it that. Put it up then. Will he have a triple-double by the end of the third quarter? That's probably a better prop.
A lot on the line here, right? You have the MVP race, and if he can continue to get the move the odds and have a strong close of the season, and also the Heat game, too. I mean, you got several tweets on this, right? With Bam going against Smart, now the favorite, plus 150 to win Defensive Player of the Year at Bet Rivers. Oh,
you know, I tried to get down yesterday on the Joker because I have several guys to win the MVP, but my best bet is Embiid 12-1, biggest bet. So I was riding that out the whole way, and I'm like, I'm not going to bet Jokic because I think it's going to be Embiid's year. Then finally, when that straw poll came out, I'm like, okay, it looks like I better make some money on this thing or get some of my money back on Joker.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to bet him at multiple sports books yesterday here in Las Vegas. I don't even want to tell you what happened.
Really?
I tried to get 1,000 down at plus 140, wouldn't take the bet. I tried 500, wouldn't take the bet.
It's all over the app?
All over apps, yep.
All right, you got to go.
I tried 300 at plus 165, offered me $49. I rejected that. They moved it to minus 110.
Oh, boy.
And then another app in town yesterday wasn't working until like probably 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Oh, what a shame.
You got to go to the counter and you got to pound the kiosk. What you got to do. Yep. Where we're at now.
So I eventually got down bets of like 200, 100, and 200 again on Joker at like plus 140 or whatever it was.
Couldn't be that way though either. This isn't like the Vezina Trophy.
Of course.
This is the MVP
of
the NBA, right? Dallas with a big game tonight against Cleveland. Again, a mass unit with Cleveland. All these guys that have been out, Allen, Mobley, now Wade out for the year. Markkanen's banged up. Rondo's doubtful. And the Mavs trying to get the 3 seed. Easy win, easy time of it last night against the Lakers. 4.5. They go Cleveland, Washington, Milwaukee, Detroit for this road trip, and then close Portland and San Antonio. So definitely doable here that they can jump Golden State.
Oh, and make that 3 seed.
Yes.
There's no doubt in my mind that can happen. By the way, they're the best under team in basketball. Again, like we pointed out 30 minutes ago, they're 7-3-1 to the under with no rest. Back-to-back. Last night flew over. But again, that's they had 82 at halftime against the Lakers. And that's the Lakers defense that we're talking about. It's unfortunate here the Mavs have had so many injuries.
Yeah.
Mobley banged up the other night.
Yeah, the Cavs, yes.
Yeah, that's Cavaliers. Yep. I'm sorry. Like you mentioned earlier, by the way, for those who missed it, now Scottie Barnes down to like plus 250 to win the Rookie of the Year.
Yep. They Toronto's at home to Minnesota. Minnesota's lost 16 of their last 17 in Toronto. They are only 2 back of Utah as well, which I know it's dumb and dumber, so you tell me there's a chance they lose the tiebreaker, but they are 2-1 this year against Denver. If Minnesota can get one tonight in Toronto and then beat Denver, then they have the tiebreaker over Denver. And then they could win out because it's Houston, Washington, San Antonio, and Chicago. I mean, Utah's leaking oil here with some tough games the rest of the way.
So
they're still 50-1 in some spots to win the division. They're 2 back. Running out of time, but
I don't know. But with no tiebreaker here or with that advantage going to the Jazz, that's a lot to overcome. Here's what you need. The Lakers must step up and beat the Jazz tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Well, because, LeBron's doubtful. But if I can go 6-0 here, I mean, it's going to be tough to go to Toronto and Denver and get both. But it's still, I can run the table. Even a 5-1, I got a shot with how bad Utah's playing. And who knows what Denver does. Plus, I could get that win Friday in Denver, and I'd have the tiebreaker over the Nuggets. So.
Catching 3 tonight. Total is around 229.5.
Good game. You got to take the Celtics. I mean, you have to, right? You're getting everyone back. The last 2 wins against Miami, Miami has failed to crack 95 points. Boston's kicked them, shut them down as well.
What were you going to say?
And the other thing, too, I forgot where I was. The other thing, too, and this is big, too, for the Defensive Player of the Year awards as well. But
it is because it's Smart versus Adebayo.
Yeah, it's a monster. Absolutely.
Like last night, people make a big deal because Freak took on Embiid.
Yep. And so what? Whoop-de-damn-do, you beat Sacramento. All right? Sacramento's dealing with all these injuries, and that's not a get. That's a get-well game, but now we'll see. You got to take the Celtics.
Celtics are 4.
Yeah, that's too low. I don't get it.
That's short to me.
They've dominated Miami here in the last couple meetings and how good they are at home. They're giving up 103 points per game at home. Number one defense, okay, shouldn't surprise anybody, but they're killing people at home during this run.
Let's not forget what happened, what the Celtics were on before that loss to Toronto in overtime, which, by the way, they were sitting almost everybody and they almost won it anyway. They had 3 losses going all the way back to the end of January. And in their wins, 3 of them were by 6 points. Every other win was by 9 points or more. So it's like they were the margin of victory since like the All-Star break is by far and away the best in the entire league.
Yeah.
I think 4 short.
That is a big card. OKC's down. They're only playing 8 guys. They take on Atlanta. Look what Atlanta's laying. I mean, that opened up 12. Indiana's playing 8 guys. Atlanta hasn't won an OKC since 2016, by the way. But they'll get one tonight. And you're right. Presti's doing it again. Look how OKC might not go over their win total. Pelicans laying a bunch against the tanking Blazers. Suns-Warriors game. Suns laying 6.5. 61-14. This doesn't get enough attention. The year they're having.
Is 6.5 too short as well?
Yeah, the way the Warriors are. Look at Golden State's game log. Woo-hoo! Look away. They've lost 6 of 7. The win was the Miami meltdown when Spoelstra and Butler almost had fisticuffs.
Oh, they are.
That was a 19-0 run to start the third quarter.
Yeah, they're in rough shape right now.
Yeah, that's the win.
So I hate to be, you know, chalk fest central here, but again, that might be too short tonight for the Suns.
Uh-huh. And Memphis looking to lock up the 2 seed. And they take on, huge game, they take on San Antonio. What do you want to do here? This is big for the Lakers. This is big for San Antonio.
How many guys are going to be out tonight for the Grizzlies?
Yeah. Well, does it matter?
I don't know if it does or not, but I mean, probably not. But would you want to do a first quarter bet again tonight with Memphis?
9-1 last 10. First quarter, 9-1 last 10, ATS.
They scored 20, think about this.
Yeah.
They scored 20 points the other night against Golden State, and they still covered. If you got 3, 3.5 in the first quarter, they still covered. Because I saw that number move to 4, 4.5 at some spots, but 3, 3.5s were absolutely available, and 20 points still got the job done. And then they scored 103 points in the final three quarters against Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a first quarter over, because the Spurs really get out of the gate well, too.
Yes. What do you want to do with... How about the Knicks? Charlotte laying a small number in the Garden. The Knicks have won 4 in a row.
They're feisty, man.
They went to Charlotte, blew them out. They went to Miami, had the big comeback win. They beat Detroit, and they beat Chicago last time out. Now they're at home against Charlotte.
Both teams playing well. I have not been running to bet against the Knicks here lately. In fact, it's been the opposite, where you would actually want to look at New York.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight could be the same exact thing. I'll give you a trend here with Washington this year. They got beat last night against Chicago. They host the Magic. They are 7-4-1 this year ATS with no rest, but 9-3 to the over in the same situation. They're laying 3 tonight against a bad Magic team. Total is 219.5.
Yeah.
Last night, low-scoring game against Chicago, which did not see that one
surprised
coming.
Me. That surprised me. DraftKings has Boston $1.30 to win the Atlantic, Philly even. They have the Jazz minus 350.
That's too high.
Yes, it is. Bet Rivers has them 280. And DraftKings has Minnesota 50-1. Bet Rivers smart now, plus 150 defensive player of the year. Barnes plus 250 rookie of the year. Mm. 6 games left. Loaded card tonight. Ooh.
Yeah, I can't wait for the action. I do think we're going to get a bunch of points in that Nuggets-Pacers game. I think we'll see that happen.
Okay. I'm concerned it could die in the second half.
Up next, Brian Geltzeiler is going to join the show. The team nobody is talking about that could potentially make a deep run in the playoffs is who?
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
NFL draft right here in Las Vegas. We'll have extensive coverage, mock drafts from Matt Eumanns and Lombardi. VSiN host Mike Pritchard, who was a first-round pick. Sean King won a Super Bowl. They'll give you insight on what's going to happen. And also Brent Musburger, the legend, will give you his draft best bets and our betting guide. Sign up today. Full access to VSiN through the Masters, the start of the MLB season, and the draft. Only $19. VSiN.com/draft.
Talk some more NBA here. Brian Geltzeiler, kind enough to join us here early on a Wednesday morning, SiriusXM and NBA TV. Brian, thanks for the time today. Woj bombed during the break. Looks like Robert Williams could return to the Celtics in the second round of the playoffs. Overall, how badly do they need him back to go on a deep run? Was it absolutely necessary? And then your thoughts on Defensive Player of the Year, because Marcus Smart was 100-1 like 3 weeks ago. Now he's the favorite.
Crazy, right? So let's start Robert Williams.
Yep.
You know, to me, they need Robert Williams if they're going to go to the finals. And not to say they can't win a round or two without him. Robert Williams is the difference between Boston having a great to all-time great defense. Because if you look at their numbers from January 1st to now, it's been some of the best defensive numbers we've ever seen in this league. And their defense without him still is very, very good. I mean, you know, the old philosophy about actually having good individual defenders to have a good defense really applies in the NBA now more than ever. And how they've used Robert Williams, and it's really a tribute to Ime Udoka, has done a fantastic job.
Yeah.
But how they've used Robert Williams as this roamer and kind of like hunting the baseline and challenging corner threes and protecting the rim. But like they put him on the worst guy on the other team and let him wander and let him roam. And that's been huge for them. Losing that's difficult. And they'll try to put Daniel Tyson in the same role. He won't do it like Robert Williams does. But getting him back for the second round with that report from Woj is going to be so big for them, because they, to beat the other big-time teams in the East, especially especially a team like Milwaukee, who you saw with a very strong performance in Philadelphia last night. They're going to need Robert Williams. Defensive player of the year. You know, I don't think Marcus Smart's going to win the award. Ooh. And I say that because, frankly, Robert Williams is going to steal some of his votes. Robert Williams has been that good defensively, and I've talked to some people around the league that believe he's the guy that deserves Defensive Player of the Year in Boston instead of Marcus Smart. So anybody that may have voted for a Boston Celtic, it's going to split a couple of votes. I actually think the guy that's going to creep in and win that award is Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think he's been, for what he's been to Milwaukee, and I don't know that he's going to get enough MVP votes just because due to voter fatigue, but defensively, to me, I test-wise, he's been the best player I've seen this year. I don't think anybody wants to vote for Rudy Gobert. I mean, the Jazz are, you know, the Jazz are really, really on the decline here and don't look like the same team, and Gobert's not the same defender. And I think when it comes to what happens between dividing between those Boston guys, I truly think that Giannis is going to be the one that ends up getting that award.
Oh, man.
What a roller coaster. Mm. Oh, my God. Mm. That would hurt if that happens. I'm with you on Rudy, though. I'm with you. What do you think, and what do your colleagues think about Rookie of the Year?
Well, there's definitely been a groundswell among people I talked to for Scottie Barnes lately. And with that said, I don't know that he ends up getting that, just because when you look at the importance to Evan Mobley for the Cavaliers and that turnaround, voters want to reward the turnaround in one form or another. And whether that's, and I don't know that there's enough guard spots to get Darius Garland on an all NBA team, which is unfortunate. I think it's right. I don't think he should be, but I think he's darn close. He'll probably be the first one on the outside looking in. It's an opportunity to acknowledge the unbelievable, unconventional turnaround the Cavaliers have had. I mean, they went into the season playing 3 7-footers across the board with Larry Markkanen at small forward. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it and how the heck's that going to work? Well, that works because Evan Mobley defends the perimeter. Evan Mobley defends inside. He does everything on that end of the floor. And you look at the Cavs with all the injuries they've had, Sexton going down. Rubio is playing a huge role. He goes down. They trade for LeVert. He barely plays after they trade for him. You look at all those things. The three guys that have been, you know, ones they've needed in the lineup to win more than anything else are Garland, Allen, and Mobley. And I do think that Evan Mobley's been so good this year that I think he's going to end up winning the award. But it'll be a lot closer than it would have been 2 months ago just because of how well Scottie Barnes has played. But Scottie Barnes in Toronto, and I don't mean to denigrate him at all because he's really an excellent young player that's only getting better. But he's a piece in Toronto. I mean, there's, you know, Siakam's had an amazing year. Van Vliet's an all-star. And Anunoby, you know, on many nights is their best player. So in that case, it's tough because I don't want to denigrate Scottie Barnes. He's been terrific. But he's a little less meaningful in Toronto than what Mobley is in Cleveland.
Okay. And one more, MVP. What do you think happens?
I think it's going to be Jokic, and I think it's going to be Jokic based upon the fact, you know, assuming that they're able to stay out of the play-in. If they stay out of the play-in, it's going to be Jokic. Otherwise, it's going to be Embiid. You can make a case that it should be Giannis. I've, over the course of the last week, week and a half, I've been examining Devin Booker as a possibility for that award, and I think he probably should get more votes than he gets. But I do think when you look at what voters do, they look a lot at numbers. They look a lot at advanced metrics. A term you hear when you talk to MVP voters a lot are win shares. And Jokic just dominates that space. You combine that with the fact hasn't had Murray for one game this year, lost Porter Jr. early. You know, believe it or not, Joel Embiid getting Harden on board with him and then team not playing as well as they played before Harden got there has been something that hurts him in the MVP voting.
Sure.
So I think in the end, and listen, you can make a case that Giannis absolutely deserves the award, but in the similar way you have voter fatigue with Gobert, and Gobert's dropped off defensively, Giannis hasn't dropped off at all. I think there's a little bit of voter fatigue with Giannis, and I do think that for the second year in a row, this is most likely going to be Nikola Jokic's award.
Okay, very good. Last night, the Jazz blow a 25-point lead. George comes back and drops 34, and they come all the way back and win. What are you hearing about Kawhi Leonard if he could possibly return for the first round?
I'm hearing Kawhi Leonard is likely to not return for the playoffs. I think Kawhi Leonard is going to stay out for the year. The guy I hear that is likely to return for the playoffs is Norman Powell. That, you know, that they're very hopeful they can get Norman Powell back in the lineup. But I think at this stage with Leonard, because of the fact of what they're looking at for next year, and they love their team next year. They've took, and by the way, can I tip my cap to Ty Lue, guys? He's a rock star. Yeah. What he's done with this group this year has been absolutely unreal to keep their heads above water and have them in a situation where they're going to play meaningful playoff games here. But they love their group. They love who they have right now. Guys like Amir Coffey and Terrence Mann have played big roles this year. You know, I don't know what they're going to do with Covington next year, but it's very possible they bring Covington back. Reggie Jackson has taken a lead role with this team this year and really looked pretty good in doing it. And they found like a yin to the yang at center with Zubac, with this Isaiah Hartenstein, who's been absolutely terrific for them. So they love their team for next year, but they want to make sure they need their lead dog in Kawhi ready there. And I don't think they want to take any chances this year to try to kind of piece this thing together. Because again, he hasn't played in almost a year. It's going to be a while. Yep. And I think they want to make sure that he's exactly where he needs to be and start from scratch next year. So I'm not saying he couldn't come back, but I don't think that's something that he wants to do or the team wants to do. And keep one thing in mind in these situations, guys, just a quick aside. When you have a situation with a player like this, with the player coming back, even when you look at like load and injury management with guys, the team says it's their decision. It's 99 times out of 100, it's the player's decision. Yeah. And I think in this spot, I don't know that Leonard wants to dive back in. I think he'd rather go through a full training camp and be able to start with some regular season games and ease his way back in instead of diving in at the peak level of intensity for the season.
Brian, we have like a minute left here. The team in either conference or each conference that nobody's talking about, or not talking about enough, that you could see making a deep run in the playoffs?
I don't think people are talking about Boston enough in the East. I really don't. And especially this news this morning. Mm-hmm. Boston, it's been they are built to win in the playoffs. They have two tremendous individual shot makers. Guys can get their own shot and bury their own shot in Tatum and Brown. They're loaded with great individual defenders, from Smart, now we know we're getting Williams back, to Jaylen Brown, to Derek White. They're built to win in the playoffs in the East, and I think people should be looking more at Boston. In the West, it's got to be Dallas, and for similar reasons, by the way. You know what? Jason Kidd's done a tremendous job building a great defense here. This is, you know, they had another team, really good individual defenders, but they've put players on the floor here, the infrastructure, player-wise, that protect Luka Doncic defensively and allow them to hide him. Here's an important factor with Dallas. Dallas signed Reggie Bullock as a free agent this offseason from the Knicks. Look what it's done to Dallas's defense. Bullock is an underrated defender in this league, does a tremendous job, and look how the Knicks have collapsed in the absence of Reggie Bullock. A very important glue guy type of defender, means the world to the Mavericks. That's a team that could make a run, and I don't think enough people are acknowledging how good it could be. Pass the Jazz, up two in the loss column right now. They're going to get a home playoff series in the first round.
Yep, totally agree. Follow him on Twitter, at BGeltsNBA, SiriusXM, and also NBA TV. Brian, thanks for the time today. Really appreciate that.
Always my pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Great job. That freak there. Oh, boy.
For Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's no good.
No.
If that's true, then no. Shovel in my head.
Yep. For a lot of people. Oh, huge news on Williams. Huge.
A Woj bomb about 15 minutes ago. Looks like he could be back in 4 to 6 weeks. With that timetable, that means second round of the NBA playoffs for the Celtics. That is, boy, oh boy. That went from people saying they're out in the second round to, you know, being so big that they can win the Eastern Conference.
Oh, very important to them, no doubt. Yeah, yeah.
Up next, national title game exactas and historical numbers. Wait until you hear how well outright winners have done against the spread going back 20 years.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. BetRivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so there are, I mean, this late in the season, Paulie, with this many games on the NBA board, a lot of movement here since we talked about it in the last 20 minutes. Mavericks now down to 3 at several spots. So check the news, see what's going on there. Celtics up to 5 almost everywhere against the Heat. They were 4 not that long ago. You have the Suns all the way down to 4.5 now, almost everywhere. So scratch what I said not that long ago against the Warriors, where they could be sitting guys in this game tonight. Those are at least 3 of the games that are moving in the last 10, 15, 20 minutes. And then you have this. How about this tweet? And we just had Brian Geltzeiler on, SiriusXM and NBA TV, who said he believes Robert Williams will take some steam or some votes away from Marcus Smart as the Defensive Player of the Year. Marcus Smart is now the shortest shot on the board to win that award almost everywhere. Good tweet from Dan Greenberg. After the game the other night against the Raptors, here's the breakdown. Marcus Smart matched up with OG and Anobi on 29 possessions, allowed 2 points. He guarded Fred VanVleet on 16 possessions, gave up 0 points. And he guarded Pascal Siakam on 7 possessions, gave up 2 points. He locked everybody down for the Raptors just the other game. And there's a reason why he is, you know, plus 170, maybe shorter than that at some spots.
Big shot in the arm. Go get that one seed now. Go run this thing down. Beat Miami again. It's like you beat them like a drum the last 2 times. Miami hasn't been able to do anything offensively. And go get that one seed. Go run the table now, because you get this guy back for the second round.
I have the Celtics at 18-1 to win the Eastern Conference. I was not very confident in that bet with no Robert Williams. Now, if he can come back for the second round again and he's going to be healthy, then certainly I am going to be much more confident with him. They got all the way down to like 4-1 to win the East.
Yep. At William Hill, the Joker minus 130 to win the MVP now.
He's minus 130, yeah?
Yes. That thing has flipped. What a game last night. The Bucks game. Unfortunate the whole country couldn't see it. I was watching the Lakers getting beat by 30. But what a finish. And the block on Embiid and how Freak taking over 15 straight points.
Yeah.
Wow.
Game-saving block yet again for that guy. Does everything. He's so good.
Harden wasn't even close on the three. He played well, but that was the shot was way off. But Harris played well. Harden played well. Embiid was awesome. But that was a fantastic game. Good finish. And then what happened in the Clippers game? Oh, my God. All the way down 25 and come back to win. Who does that? Paul George has been out since Christmas. He had 34 in his first game back. That's a story.
I think he had 20 in the third quarter last night.
Oh.
Is that right? And he was 6 of 9 from downtown. That was great. I mean, that's very difficult to pull off what he did last night. Does anything catch your eye here at Circa, where we broadcast from every single day? They put up the college basketball exactas to win the title. Duke over Kansas, obviously the shortest shot on the board. Well, it's both ways. Kansas over Duke, same number, plus 340. Duke over Nova, plus 535. Kansas over North Carolina, plus 515. And then you get into some of the longer shots. Carolina over Kansas, plus 925. Carolina over Villanova, plus 1150. Nova over Duke, plus 1050. Nova over North Carolina, 13-1.
Here's some outs for people. What to do if they can hedge, if they have Kansas and Duke. A lot of people have been tweeting that in.
Right.
I would expect Kansas to win on Saturday. I don't know what to expect in the Duke game.
You can see North Carolina winning the game?
Well, yeah, absolutely I could. Yeah, sure. They've been great. And considering what happened the last time they played. Yeah.
And how terrific they've been since that game, basically. Yeah. I know they got torched by Vatek, but so did Duke.
Well, to be up 25 on Baylor before the meltdown. It's just fantastic. Yeah. And say what you want about, look, they did what they were supposed to do, but they were great against St. Peter's, too.
Of course, yeah. I mean, that's embarrassing now if you're Kentucky or Purdue to look what North Carolina did. That's what you had to do against that team.
Mm-hmm.
Baycott had a 20-20 double-double, and Purdue have the guy. They have the guys down low to do the same exact thing, and with Kentucky, they should have mauled them down low. But give credit to Carolina for taking care of them like that.
Well, it's also, you want to bet on Bill Self in a big game and go against Jay Wright. Jay Wright's on a 19-4 ATS run in the tournament. So even though guys are out, then...
No, Jay Wright's the best coach in the tournament here.
Yeah, I would
agree. They're also shorthanded.
Yeah, yes.
But big time.
It's still stepping out to go against him, though.
All right, here are some numbers that you can get this week. Point Spread Weekly. You can subscribe today. VSiN.com/subscribe. ACC teams have been most successful in the Final Four, going 10-4 straight up and 9-5 ATS since 2001, including 8-1 straight up, 6-3 ATS when favored. Of course, they're playing each other this weekend. Big East teams are 12-9 straight up, 15-6 ATS, 71.4% in the NCAAs here versus Big 12 teams. Favorites are 27-14 in the last 41 Big East NC tournament games. So you'd be going against Villanova there. And in Final Four games, outright winning teams own a record of 32-6-2 ATS, Paul, 84% since 2001.
Mm.
Just pick who's going to win the game.
Yep.
And they're going to cover, although going back to last year, Gonzaga did not cover against UCLA. Won the game, did not cover. And Final Four one seeds are 16-5 straight up, 11-9-1 ATS since 01 when not matched against other number one seeds. And the two semifinal games last year both went over the total. That's now 9-4-1 to the over, 69.2% in the last seven tournaments. Of all those angles going into this tournament.
Well, I hope we get competitive games because the Elite Eight was a disaster.
Well, and yeah. I got, this is no newsflash, but people forget about this. The Final Four, for the most part. Now, we got lucky. Gonzaga and UCLA last year was an all-timer.
But the Baylor game.
Typically... Yep. The Final Four games, one is absolutely going to be a disaster based on history, and there's a good chance both games stink. That's based on Final Four history going back many, many years. It's not a good weekend.
Yep.
That's awful for us because we want good games. We want competitive games. Unless, of course, you're betting on this stuff.
Yep. We mentioned this earlier, but I wanted to go over some of the odds. William Hill put up this MLB pool prop. 13-run baseball pool, and very popular on the East Coast. And back there, everyone as a bar runs this contest. Great job by William Hill. Usually takes about 6 to 7 weeks. You just have to, every night, just cross off what the team does with what they score. And you go, who can cross off 0 through 13 the fastest. And the best part about the prop is, or the bet and the pool, is once it ends, you just start it again. But some teams won't get shut out. Easier for bad teams to score 13 than a good team to get shut out as well. The Yankees, the Dodgers, the Blue Jays, the White Sox, the Astros, and the Red Sox are 14-1. The Pirates, the Diamondbacks are 50-1. The A's, Mariners, Nats, Marlins, Guardians, Royals, 40-1. Totally random. Mariners 40-1 could be worth a look there too. But this is a great prop, and I've been in this pool before where you just throw in your money, $100, and you just go off. Well, where are we at now? And who do you need? What does this team need? And then crazy things can happen.
Okay. We're getting good feedback on this, by the way.
On the prop?
Oh, yeah. This is from Terry. He runs this pool as well. There are two ways to help bad teams at a good price and still pay out your winner. Names and teams are drawn from a hat.
Right.
The team you draw must score in the way listed below for all the prizes. Entry fees, $100. There are a total of four prizes. The first team to score both 0 and 13 wins $300.
Oh.
The first team to score 0 through 7 wins $300. First team 8 through 13, $300. And the first team to score 0 through 13 wins $2,100.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, that's a good way to slice. Yeah, absolutely.
You're thinking about, oh, my God, I drew the Diamondbacks, and how am I going to get 11, 12, 13, right?
I love that idea. The first team to score 0 and 13 gets some of the pot.
That's great.
That's really, really good.
Creative, good.
It is, yep.
On the flip side, you could say, oh, my God, I got the Dodgers. Are they going to get shut out? I mean,
right.
That's the other one.
Who's right.
Hold the Dodgers in check a couple times.
But from people you talk to, generally 6, 7, 8 weeks, 2 months maybe.
Our guy Joe from Jersey and our guy Fitz from Jersey. Joe does this every year at his bar. And he says it takes about 6, 7 weeks. Yeah.
And then you can reset it.
Right.
And then
what they do.
You can do it 3-4 times throughout the season.
And they do it there where you draw out of the hat. Here, you can pick your team at William Hill. Every team's listed with odds. The 13-run baseball pool. That's very good with that guy.
How would you break this down? How would you?
No, how you do it? Yeah. I mean, it's correct, though. I mean,
how do you have a model for something like this?
Yeah, it's totally random. I mean, also you could be like, yeah, I mean, okay, well, yeah, bad team isn't going to get 13. I would say it's easier, though, for Diamondbacks to get 12 or 13 as opposed to the Yankees or Dodgers getting shut out.
Oh, totally agree.
That's great. Yep.
We asked for your top Twitter moments in history yesterday. We'll power rate our top five coming up next. And will a Grammys presenter get slapped? That prop is up and available. Details coming up here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.